When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Boston Vanisher, Smog, and the Unexplained Disappearances. Greetings, fellow seekers of shadow. I am Raven Vale, your guide through the veiled histories and chilling legends that cling to the darkest corners of our world. Tonight, we journey to the ancient, gaslit streets and the perpetually mist-shrouded waterfront of Boston, Massachusetts. We delve into a particular kind of disappearance, one that defies logic, leaves no trace, and whispers of something far more insidious than simple crime. We speak, of course, of Smog, the entity or phenomenon behind the eerie vanishing acts that have plagued Boston for over a century. Boston's fog, thick and prone to sudden, eerie shifts, has long been a canvas for whispers and strange tales. It clings to the cobblestones of Beacon Hill, shrouds the gas lamps of the North End, and sometimes it seems to swallow people whole. One such chilling narrative is woven into the very fabric of its maritime mists and the city's labyrinthine alleys, the legend of the Boston Vanisher, or as some call him, Smog. This isn't a mere urban legend, whispered in hushed tones among dock workers. Smog is a pervasive anxiety, a shared tremor that runs through the city's bones when the fog rolls in from the Atlantic, thick and opaque enough to make the familiar unfamiliar, and the seen unseen. The stories are numerous, yet chillingly consistent. Individuals, often alone, often in the dead of night, or during a particularly dense fog, simply step into the mist and are never seen again. No struggles, no screams, no signs of abduction. Just a seamless, absolute disappearance, as if they were never there to begin with. The descriptive accounts, while varied, often focus on the nature of the fog itself. Witnesses describe a fog that feels unusually heavy, almost alive. It might possess a peculiar scent, sometimes metallic, sometimes like stagnant water or something unidentifiable and acrid. Others speak of a subtle distortion of sound, where distant noises are muffled, and nearby sounds seem to echo unnervingly. The key, however, is the suddenness of the vanishing. One moment, a figure is discernible, perhaps just a few feet away. The next, they are gone, leaving only the swirling, silent embrace of the mist. To understand Smog, one must first appreciate Boston's historical relationship with its fog. For centuries, the city has been a hub of maritime activity, its port bustling with ships that relied on the shifting moods of the sea. Fog was a common, if often frustrating, companion. But as the city grew, as gas lights replaced lanterns and electric streetlights began to challenge the darkness, the fog took on a new, more sinister character in the public imagination. It became less a natural phenomenon and more a veil for the unknown. Early whispers of smog can be traced back to the late 19th century, a period of rapid urban expansion and burgeoning industrialization in Boston. The gas lamps cast long, flickering shadows, and the narrow, winding streets of the older districts were perfect conduits for unsettling tales. One of the earliest widely circulated accounts, though likely sensationalized by the papers of the time, was the disappearance of a young sailor, Bartholomew Barty Green, in 1898. Barty, known for his jovial nature and his robust constitution, was last seen walking home from a North End tavern during a particularly heavy sea fog. His route should have taken him just a few blocks through familiar territory, but he never arrived. His shipmates searched for weeks, and the police found absolutely nothing. No body, no belongings, not a single witness to anything amiss. The fog, many whispered, had taken Barty. As the decades turned, other, equally baffling disappearances were quietly linked to the phenomena. A young woman, on her way to an early morning shift at a factory in the 1920s, vanished from a well-trafficked street, leaving only her dropped umbrella. A businessman, walking home after a late meeting in the 1950s, was last glimpsed by a passing motorist just before he rounded a street corner, engulfed in an unusually dense patch of fog. The motorist, startled by the suddenness of the mist, slowed down, only to find the man completely gone. These weren't isolated incidents of foul play. They were vanishings without a trace, without struggle, without motive. We spoke with a retired Boston police detective, a man we'll call Detective Callahan, whose career spanned the late 20th century. His voice was gruff, yet held a note of weary resignation when we brought up these cases. "We've had our share of unsolved, sure," Callahan admitted, "but the fog cases, they were different. No evidence. No struggle. It's like the person just ceased to exist. I remember one, back in the late 70s, a college kid out for a late night walk near the common. Thick fog, the kind that makes you feel like you're walking in a cloud. His friend swore he was right there, just ahead of them. They called out, got no answer. They walked into the fog and he was just gone. His wallet, his keys, his phone, all still on his person. Never found a thing. No footprints, no disturbance. Nothing. We investigated it as a missing person, a possible abduction, but it was like he was erased." Detective Callahan recalled the frustration, the dead ends, the feeling that they were fighting something intangible. You chase leads, you interview witnesses, you canvass the area. But when the only witness is the fog itself, what do you do? We tried to be logical, to find rational explanations. But sometimes there just aren't any. His tone suggested a man who had seen too much and dismissed too little. The why of smog is, of course, the most unsettling question. Is it a cryptid, a biological entity capable of cloaking itself within the fog, or perhaps existing in some liminal state between dimensions? Some theories suggest a creature that has evolved to mimic and weaponize the atmospheric conditions of Boston, a being that hunts not with teeth and claws, but with an unnatural mastery over perception and reality. It might draw its sustenance not from flesh, but from the very essence of human presence, leaving no physical trace because its victims are absorbed, not merely removed. Or could it be something far more ethereal, something truly paranormal? Could smog be a localized, interdimensional anomaly, a persistent tear in the fabric of reality that manifests during certain atmospheric conditions? Perhaps these individuals don't vanish, but rather step through an unseen threshold into another plane, a dimension where Boston's streets stretch into an endless, foggy void. The historical prevalence of fog in Boston, combined with its long-storied past, might make it a unique focal point for such an occurrence, a nexus where worlds briefly touch. This theory appeals to the seamless, silent nature of the disappearances, suggesting a transition rather than a violent removal. Another deeply unsettling possibility, and one whispered in the older, more superstitious neighborhoods, is that smog is a form of elemental entity, a sentient manifestation of the fog itself. Perhaps the constant interplay of the cold Atlantic air and the warm city currents has, over centuries, given birth to a malevolent consciousness. This entity, drawing power from the very atmosphere, might lure or simply absorb those who stray into its densest embrace. It wouldn't need physical strength or cunning. The fog is its weapon, its body, its hunting ground. Such a being might feed on disorientation, on fear, on the very act of being lost. The consistency of the no trace aspect is what truly elevates Smog from simple unsolved mysteries to a profound enigma. In an age of forensic science and meticulous investigations, the utter lack of evidence is baffling. No dropped items, no disturbance of the ground, no blood, no struggle. It's as if a switch is flipped, and a person simply ceases to be in this reality. This absence of evidence becomes a form of evidence in itself, pointing towards something beyond conventional understanding. The narrative of Smog, while chilling, also serves as a potent reminder of the city's enduring sense of mystery. Boston, with its revolutionary history, its literary ghosts, and its labyrinthine architecture, is fertile ground for legends. Smog is a personification of the unsettling unknown that can lie hidden in plain sight, a primal fear of disorientation and loss of control when familiar surroundings are obscured. It speaks to the terror of being utterly alone, utterly lost, and utterly vulnerable. So, as we conclude our unsettling journey through the fog-bound streets of Boston tonight, I urge you, fellow seekers of shadow, to contemplate the profound mystery of Smog. Is it a creature of a different dimension, weaving itself into our reality through the veil of mist? Is it an ancient, elemental force, born of the city's unique atmospheric dance? Or is it something even more profound, a chilling manifestation of our deepest, most ancient fears of disappearance and the terror of the unseen, brought to life by the very fog that has long embraced this historic city? The truth, like the entity itself, remains shrouded in mystery, dissolving just beyond the reach of our comprehension, a chilling whisper from the dark. The next time you find yourself enveloped by a thick, swirling fog, when the familiar world is swallowed by an opaque embrace, listen closely to the silence, and take care where you step. For in the heart of Boston, some mists do not merely obscure, some mists also consume. You've been listening to Whispers from the Dark. I am Raven Vale. Until our next journey into the unknown, keep your perceptions sharp and your gaze fixed upon the shadows. Good night. Thank you.